Dr. Kayo dictating a note on an established patient. Today's date is January 23rd. Identifying information, Thomas Mercier, M-E-R-C-I-E-R, established patient, vital signs, 6 feet height, weight 207, pulse 72 per minute. Chief complaints, I've been doing okay, the medication seems to be helping, history of breathed illness. Patient has been non-compliant with treatment, with the treatment follow-ups. He has terminated his treatment with Michelle Caliento. Yesterday I got a call from his nurse practitioner, Patricia Martin, who had advised the patient to follow up. At her insistence, he has made this follow-up appointment. He states he's currently well-maintained on his current medication, which he has been taking regularly. Alcohol and substance abuse history. Strong history of alcohol abuse in the dependence by the patient. Currently, states he's continuing to describe alcohol, but describes very limited use. Question the reliability of the patient's history, but in the past and today again, I discussed with him the risk of combining alcohol with his current medication regimen of Seroquel. Period. The patient is well aware and participated in this discussion of the possible toxic effects of combining the alcohol with his medication. Appearance well-groomed, appropriate, gait and station normal, steady, mental status examination reveals a cooperative individual, was oriented to time, place, and person, speech was seen to be relevant, coherent, and goal-directed, no evidence of any form of thought disorder, no suicidal or homicidal ideation or intent, no perceptual disorders, no delusional features, either. Neurological system, no headaches, or pupils equal and reacting to light, no neurological symptoms. Problem number one, recurrent mood dysfunction. Problem number two, alcohol dependence. Diagnosis number one, bipolar affective disorder, depressed type, axis 1B, alcohol dependence. With episodic abuse, treatment plan, continue Seroquel 300 milligrams at that time. Number two, Seroquel 50 milligrams up to twice a day as needed during the day. Number three, I have discussed with the patient the risk-benefit analysis of this use of this medication side effect, especially possibly interacting with toxic interactions with alcohol. A follow-up has been scheduled. Emergency access numbers have been provided to the patient.